Important and urgent work. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 33. There is a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People written by Stephen Covey. He literally talks about 7 habits of highly effective people. 1. Be proactive. 2. Begin with the end in mind. 3. Put first things first. 4. Think win-win. 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. 6. Synergize. 7. Sharpen the saw. Personally, I don't like this type of book, but among the 7 habits, the 3rd one made me nod my head. Put first things first. According to Covey, putting first things first means doing the most important things in life. It means being clear about your priorities and acting on them. That sounds pretty easy and intuitive, but many people fall into the trap of getting caught up in non-important things. Right. Many times in our lives, we often neglect our life priorities until it becomes too late to act on them. In his book, Kobe introduced time management metrics, the 4 quadrants, which is also known as the Eisenhower metrics. It was originally invented by Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th president of the United States. Covey states that by using the time management metrics, our daily activities can be broken down into 4 quadrants, sorted by urgency and importance. Importance and urgent. Important but non-urgent. Not important but urgent. Not important and non-urgent. As we live our life, most people focus on the work which is important and urgent. So what really makes people effective or not effective is determined by the next step, whether they are focusing on important but non-urgent work or not important but urgent work. Interestingly, most people focus more on not important but urgent work because of time pressure. This is so true for us. We often miss the important work while we are focusing on urgent work. However, effective people focus more on important but non-urgent work. In our Christian life, there are things that are important and urgent. And today, Jesus teaches us about the importance and urgent work that we need to do. Strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Actually, today's reading is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is a collection of sayings and teachings of Jesus Christ, which emphasized his moral teaching found in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7. And it includes some of the best non-teaching of Jesus, such as the Beatitude and the widely recited Lord's Prayer. To have better understanding, it would be better for us to read the text from verse 19. Then these combined texts gives us a very important question. Where do I put my heart first? Is it in the kingdom of God or in the worldly things? Many people misunderstand these texts by thinking it warns us that having wealth and possession itself is bad. But no, not at all. They are essential for living. No one can meet their basic necessities of life without any wealth and possessions. However, as it is hard to serve the two masters at the same time, it is difficult to live as a Christian having a lot of wealth and possessions. Because wealth and possessions easily end up being an idol. So the person who put his or her heart into having more wealth and possession has no room for God in their mind. Therefore, Luke 12:21 says that those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God. In our heart, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness is considered important but non-urgent. So they are easily pushed back on our priority list. But we all agree with that what we will eat, what we will drink, and what we will wear are not really important, but they are considered sort of like urgent work. So we try to focus more on and worry more about what we will eat, drink, and wear rather than work for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Sometimes, while we care too much and worry about urgent matters, we miss a lot of important matters. Today, our beloved miracle baby Loretta is baptized. She was born as a very tiny premature baby, so she had to spend a long time in neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, at United, Minnesota. During the time, she lost her twin brother, Teddy. And many times, she had to fight for her life. So when I visited her, her mother, Tiffany, asked me if I could baptize her at hospital. I said, yes, if she is in emergency. But if not, I would like to wait until she could come to church to be baptized so that church family can witness her baptism in front of God together. I know it would be very difficult for Tiffany, who already lost her child in NICU, but she faithfully waited in hope and faith with prayer until today. She reminds me of what Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7 said. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Actually, it was the day before Thanksgiving last year that we talked about the baptism. So she and I have been waiting for this day for almost 1 year. Once more this year, Loretta is one of the best reasons for Thanksgiving for everyone. Also, sometimes while we are too much caring and worrying about our urgent needs, we miss a lot of important needs of our neighbors. Last week, I was told that Serenity Home, which is Polk County homeless shelter in Balsam Lake, will be moved from their current location to 3 different places. While people care too much about and worry about themselves, our needy neighbors lost their place to live, which is the best location for them. Furthermore, I was told that one church refused to support the free community Christmas party and dinner in Siren only because an African-American lady is the host of this event. Such news breaks my heart, and I bet God's heart aches for them. However, I'm deeply thankful for our church working hard for the kingdom of God. Though we are financially struggling, our church mission has never been stopped or decreased at all. Our church doors and hands are always open toward our needy neighbors. Let us think about what we have done as church, a local, state, and worldwide mission. We have a lot of mission projects for our needy neighbors. Central, donate countless mac and cheese boxes for backpack program, help and support our local food shelf, donate many socks, hats, and mittens. Green Thumbs Gardening Project, which is donating vegetable seeds for the people in the Appalachian region of Ohio. Moolah for Milk, Trick or Treat for UNICEF, Operation Christmas Boxes, Christmas Store, and more. At last, we donate to Loves and Fishes Food Pantry in Luck, Super Bowl of Caring, in Gathering Kits for Wisconsin Annual Conference, support to School Backpack Program, Green Thumb Gardening Project, Moolah for Milk, Trick or Treat for UNICEF, Operation Christmas Boxes, and more. St. Croix Falls, we support Food Shelf, Poor County Treatment Court, CRA, Serenity Home, Habitat for Humanity, Harbor House, Butterfly House, St. Croix Falls School Backpack Program, and hygiene products for needy students, Thanksgiving baskets and Christmas baskets for 12 families, Operation Christmas Boxes, and more. Today's gospel lesson reminds us what we need to do in this season of Thanksgiving. If we focus more on not important but urgent matters, we only see and worry about ourselves, our personal needs, private benefits, what we don't have now and what we will have more. But, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, listen to the good news. Don't worry about your life, what we will eat or what you will drink, or what about your body. What you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Do not worry, but strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let us stop focusing on not important matters, but focus on the most important, God. Greater cause of joy and thanksgiving is found in our relationship to the Heavenly Father, who knows our needs even before we ask. Let us stop worrying and be thankful for every blessing that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Amen.